Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin on this Thanksgiving holiday as we celebrate family and community and look into what we have to be thankful for and what we can do to make others thankful. We'll begin with the Reverend Billy of the Church of Stop Shopping and explore alternatives to the coming frenzy of shopping that begins tomorrow with Black Friday and intensifies in the months ahead until Christmas. Then we'll speak with Sister Ann Kendrick, one of the nuns on the bus, who works in Central Florida bringing services and support to farm workers and their families. We will discuss the challenges facing immigrant communities, many of whom toil to put food on our table, and the changing face of America that is fast becoming a majority-minority country. Then finally, Jim Wallace joins us. He recently served on the President's Advisory Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships and is President and CEO of Sojourners and Editor-in-Chief of Sojourners Magazine. We will discuss the many reasons to be thankful that our democracy survived an attempt by the oligarchy to buy the recent election and how citizens can build a movement to take money out of politics and make government responsive to the needs of people, not the power of money. And joining us on this Thanksgiving is the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporatist activist who, in the role of a revivalist minister, leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public spaces. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers inside super malls and chain stores. And since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone and tar sands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. Welcome to Background Briefing, Reverend Billy.
Hallelujah. Glad to be here.
Well, are you giving thanks today, Reverend? I know that you have in your sermons have said, shopping kills, giving makes life.
Yes, well, we're thankful for the chance to give. Thankful that Hurricane Sandy has blown through our community here a couple weeks ago, and a lot of us are grateful for the message that she brought us, even while we try to do our best to aid the survivors and bring what we can to Far Rockaway and Breezy Point, Coney Island, and the Jersey Shore.
So in terms of what the Occupy movement has done and Occupy Sandy, they've really stepped into the breach. This is a moment of revival, if you will, for the Occupy movement.
Well, we split up into working groups, and those of us who kind of stayed in a working group didn't feel that there was a drop in the energy. You know, when you're an activist all your life, you just realize that you're in the press and then you're not in the press. You know, you're in the zeitgeist and then you're not in the zeitgeist, but you just have to keep doing the next thing that you think is the good thing to do. And yes, the Occupy folks have really stepped up, and they just bicycle out there every day, and they're trusted and I would say beloved at this point by the folks who are just sitting there without power and without heat, and in many cases just living in tents or in cars that they've rolled up. It is a revival.
Sure. Well, I think
yes, it is a revival.
I think your point though is well taken, that you don't, and you and your fellow activists don't live your lives waiting to read about yourselves in the newspapers. You're out there doing stuff on a daily basis, whether or not it's heralded by the press. That's not the point, right? The point is the transaction between you and the people that you're trying to influence.
Well, what is the most sophisticated media of all? It's people in person, in the flesh, talking and listening to each other. And that's really where you want to be famous. You know, you want to be communicating in a vivid way with the people around you to make change. And out of that comes this meta thing that we think of when we use the word media. And among them, I would say, you know, this conversation right here, Dr. Masters. But we have
praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
I'll plug you, brother. I'll plug your show. But the crushing presence of commercial media is always a problem when you're trying to make real change. Here we are at Thanksgiving, and you know we've got to change out of this big retail economy, which is so fossil centric, which sets up a whole transportation system, which is so damaging. Hurricane Sandy came in here in Sandy Lilia. She had a 1,000-mile-wide message for us that kind of shopping just must stop. Shopping for power, shopping for coal power, shopping for nuke power, shopping for ways of, you know, giving gifts at Christmas that are, you know, conveniences we don't need. We're just urging people. We're gonna tonight at midnight. We're gonna be out at Macy's trying to get people to turn their money towards baskets that we're gonna offer them. We're just gonna say, don't buy something you don't need here. You know, give something to somebody who really needs to survive. Give a gift that makes you feel good. And I'm sure Macy's will have the police chase us away. But the Sandy Lilia, you know, we're in a time of coming to understand how narrow our language has become, how commodified our language has become. The experience of this hurricane, I know that the people, I'm talking to many people in many locations through your show right now, and I know that people have their own Hurricane Sandys. And you can just walk to the center of a forest near your town there, and you can just be in the forest alone for a while, and you can have that message come into you. Earth-a-luia. It's just, we have to learn what the earth is saying to us right now. The extinction wave, we're causing the end of life forms every day. Ecosystems are collapsing. The polar caps are melting. We have. It is the end of the world. We have the end of our world. Not the end of life. Earth will survive, but the end of our world is at hand. And if we couldn't do it as radicals, working radicals, the earth is the radical, and the earth is our leader right now. And so we have to learn how to listen to the wind and the water. And so Sandy, Sandy has really changed our lives here. You can hear that, can't you? I mean,
indeed, Reverend.
Things are different here in New York.
Well, again, I'm speaking with the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporate activist who, in the role of a revivalist minister, leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public spaces. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers and inside super malls and chain stores. And since the Hurricane Katrina, Rita, and Sandy, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone and the tar sands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. Now, on this Thanksgiving, Reverend Billy, of course, one of the great things, it is truly the my favorite American holiday because it isn't commercial. You know, people don't send Thanksgiving cards. They don't have Thanksgiving presents to exchange. People just show up with family and friends and celebrate with what they have and often bring in strangers. It reflects the better side of our angels, I think, don't you?
Well, it's also radical. Gratitude really taken out to the end of what it is. Radical gratitude is, last year, we got the Occupy kitchen at Zuccotti Square, made a turkey dinner with all the fixings, all the cranberry and the sweet potatoes. And we went into a Bank of America lobby, and each of us carried a different prop. We had doilies and centerpieces and we had tables, and we set up a whole like Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving dinner scene there, including pictures to hang on the walls. We had a print that was a gift to us by Kurt Vonnegut, who was our mentor for years and came to our shows and our rehearsals. And we set up this whole, and then we had people who B of A had evicted from their homes. Kendall Jackson from a group here in New York called Picture the Homeless had been evicted illegally by B of A in their foreclosure mills. Had gone into the shelter system for 2 years while her apartment was empty the whole time. And so, you know, B of A is also a major financier of mountaintop removal. And there's that, you know, what we have right now is earth issues and social issues need to be the same. You know, we can't divide issues anymore. We have to bring them into one expression. But we the whole time were grateful. You know, because we definitely wanted to stop something deadly that was going on with the money around us there. We were grateful for living. We were grateful for the food the Zuccotti kitchen had prepared for us. We sang together. We were grateful for life. And that is, that's the source of radical change, is loving your life. Amen?
Well, and also pointing out that what we're involved in this consumer culture that rapes the earth in order to produce the products that create the pollution and then the waste and that people are brainwashed into buying, it's all a dance of death compared to the simple verities of life.
Well, it's a breakdown of the gratitude principle, certainly. If you have a 70-foot tall celebrity looking at you like you just made love to him or her, that's the way they look at us, right? And they've got a product in their hand, you know, it's so powerful that it breaks the connection that we have with the source of that product. Products come from people making those products, and they come from earth resources that go into the products ultimately. So we get cut off by these violent marketing corporations. So gratitude is radical. It gives you that movie that reaches all the way back to the source, because you have to know who to thank. I'm not going to thank Procter & Gamble. I'm not going to thank Coca-Cola. I'm not going to thank this kind of insertion in the foreground. I want to thank the earth, and I want to thank the people whose labor made the thing that is the source of my gift. Amen. Praise be.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let's be grateful.
So,
by the way, so the people who might be listening in the New York area, the Church of Stuff Shopping in Reverend Billy will be holding forth at the Highline Ballroom on Sunday the 25th at 1 p.m., and that will be a fundraiser. We'll be raising money for Occupy Sandy Haitian Relief. Amen. Praise be.
Amen to you, Reverend. And of course, Thanksgiving is followed very quickly by Black Friday, is it not? And then the devil emerges for a whole month through December as frantic consumerism engulfs our culture, and our media is saturated already. We're seeing TV commercials for Christmas. It is relentless. How are you going to get through this period? I mean, really, you're fighting the devil tooth and nail every day from now on.
Well, yes, this is the time of the year when the Stop Shopping Church is fully engaged with the devil. And Adbusters certainly have a long history of up in Vancouver. Amen. Are we on a Vancouver station right now?
I don't know that we are, no. But I don't think we've gone international except over the internet.
We have, 10 years ago it was a little bit a lonelier enterprise, but now there are many people across the world who are opposing the big retail and the whole system of marketing and transportation and the battering of our relationships with our children and how the families are broken down. Now, many of the big stores are open all the way through Thanksgiving. That is being opposed now by a quiet revolution, farmers markets, artisans who make beautiful things and offer them at the Christmas time or the Kwanzaa or the Hanukkah time, the time of the year that is traditional for giving gifts. There's a rising up of radical localism, and it's a quiet revolution that, of course, doesn't get reported by the commercial press. Why would they? I mean, it's the Walmarts that are paying for their advertisements, but you don't have to look hard now in most places around the world. You don't have to scratch the surface much. Be a little bit of a detective and find where in your community you can walk to that gift, take a bicycle to that gift, get out of the fossil dance, and make your own gift. I mean, you don't have to buy a gift to give a gift. You can make it. You can trade for it. Swap-a-rama. You can find a way to enter into an economy of giving and receiving, bypassing the money, or in some communities they're making non-dollar money. You know, like the hours up in Ithaca, New York. Instead of dollars, they have hours. You give a piece of paper that represents the amount of time you put into something. So there's all kinds of things that are going on right now, and the corporations are on their last legs, and that's why it was so necessary for the police to be so brutal towards the Occupy movement. We're in the late stage of that capitalism. The big banks and the corporations their house of cards is crashing down. I'm mixing my metaphors. Was that the, sure. was that the seventh metaphor since the last time I said hallelujah?
Well, but I think you can add to that, Reverend Billy, that this last election, the plutocrats tried to buy it through their agent Karl Rove, and, you know, they failed. It's not that money has gone out of politics, but it would be very hard to live in an America where the plutocrats, you know, bought an election so nakedly as they almost did.
Well, it was very satisfying that Adelson and these fat cats were all kind of at the same gate in the Boston, in Logan Airport in Boston, and the journalists were there, and they were writing about these guys that had invested tens of millions of dollars in frustrating the democratic process. And how, you know, kind of just marching up to them with microphones, asking them how they felt. It's very easy to gloat. but, you know, I think of the terror that Barack Obama has brought to families and children in Pakistan and Afghanistan, the terror of predator drones, his inability to stand up to the $750 billion a year Pentagon monster. We're looking for leadership from him in his second term that he has not shown in his first term. I'm grateful for some things that he's done. He did slow down mountaintop removal just a little bit. Lisa Jackson in the EPA saved some mountains from being blown up, and the whole ecosystem dynamited. So I have a kind of mixed feeling a lot of people have. And once again, dare I say, I'm hopeful again. I'm just a little bit less exposed emotionally than I was four
sure.
years ago.
You may not be thankful, but you're hopeful. Well, you're thankful for other things, but not politically. I get it. So, Reverend Billy, back to the task ahead with Black Friday coming up after Thanksgiving, where people are whipped into a frenzy to go out and shop, and then the whole month of December with the crass consumerism and the bombardment in the media to buy, buy, buy. And, of course, your daughter now, what, 2 years old, I'm sure if she watches television, she's going to be on your case as well. What about the...
No TV here. No.
No, you don't. Well, they're good. You're dodging a real bullet there.
Lena demands elephants. She wants to see elephants on the YouTube. So sometimes she jumps up on my lap and, elephants!
Well, maybe she's a Republican, for God's sake.
I know that's a disquieting signal.
So just in closing there, Reverend Billy, of course, we forget that the whole point of Christmas is to celebrate the birthday of the prophet Jesus. And my recollection is that there was no room at the inn for the parents, and they had to go into a manger, and the Prince of Peace was born amongst the animals in a very humble setting. There are homeless people now. You're out there with Occupy Sandy, working with the homeless as a result of the recent hurricane. What's the sense then of reminding us all about what this holiday, not just what this holiday today, Thanksgiving's about, but about the one that's coming up?
Well, we feel that light that's coming up from that humble manger, and it's not the Christian church. Jesus was not a Christian, and it's the solstice. It's the moment that springtime is signaled to us in the deepest, darkest days of winter, and it promises us that light glowing from the manger promises us that there will be a springtime again, and that there will be an evolving flowering and growing of leaves and seeds and love among those of us who are of the animal persuasion. The springtime that is promised by the Eden of the nativity scene, the animals, the flying angels, the shepherds, that is like a second Eden, a hope that there can be a Prince of Peace. We have the same hopes now. We have to avoid the obvious patriarchy. We have to avoid the fundamentalism. There's no fundamentalism that directs our behavior towards violence and towards the monoculture, towards a constant repetition of the same gestures, the same choreography, the same language, than this corporate life that we're supposed to live here, this consumerism. So we see the light flowing from the manger as a solution to consumerism, an invitation to be free, an invitation to create within your own soul just as much as you can. Go out there, and we think going out there means being grateful. Life is lived well when it's lived in a state of gratitude, in a state of forgiveness. And that's where power starts. That's what Hurricane Sandy has taught us here. We've just been humbled here. I mean, in New York, we don't have climate. We have culture. We keep the climate past the end of the F line somewhere. And the natural world came right in here and humbled us. We're grateful for that.
Well, Reverend, I thank you so much for joining us on this Thanksgiving. I appreciate it.
Earthaluli, Ian.
Earthaluli to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Happy holidays, everybody. Amen.
Amen. Again, I've been speaking with the Reverend Billy, who's an anti-corporate activist who, in the role of a revivalist minister, leads the Church of Stop Shopping, a group of activists who defend neighborhood economies and freedom of expression in public spaces. They are known for their vocal exorcisms of cash registers inside super malls and chain stores. Since the hurricanes Katrina and Rita and Sandy, they have evolved into earth radicals. Their devils are Keystone and tar sands, mountaintop removal, and fracking. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with one of the nuns on the bus.